We end up Hayim at Aleph. Let us just start in the middle of the Hayim at Aleph. The Gemara wanted to bring a Rayim that a Rishus is 10 Tvachim. It says that the Shechina was over the Oren, and that was 10 Tvachim. It says, HaShemayim, Shemayim LaShem Boretz Nosan Levnei Odom. So it seemed till 10 Tfochim, the Goyva of 10 Tfochim is a continuation of the Rishus HaOretz. And over 10 Tfochim is Cholol, that's a part of a Rishus. But till 10 Tfochim, it has a Teiris Rishus. Now the Gemara says in the middle of the Oren, Bishloima Oren, now how do you know that over the Oren was a height of 10 Tfochim? So Gemara says, Bishloima Oren Tisho, so the height of the Oren was an Am and a half, which is 9 Tvachim. Elo Kapoiris Tefach Minolam. How do you know that the height of the Kapoiris was a Tefach? Tatani Rabbi Chanina, Kol HaKelem Sh'osa Moshe, Nosna bem teure midas orkon, umidas rochbon, umidas keimosan. Kapoires, midas ork, midas rochbon, nitno, midas keimosan, loy nitno. The teure does not specify the height of the kapoires. How do you know that it was a tefach, and therefore it added up to 10 tefachim, maybe it's 5 tefachim, maybe it's a half a tefach. How did you derive that the kapeiris is a tefach? So the Gemara said, "Say leman mi pochesh bekelim." Let's learn out from the smallest kelim. Shenema vasisaloi misgeres tefach soviv. By the shulchan there was a misgeres. Let us say now, for practical purposes, this was a rim around the daf hashulchan. So that also was a keli. The miskeres is a keli with a height of a tefach. Is mala holon tefach. So just like the miskeres had a height of a tefach, avkan tefach. So the kaperis is also a tefach. So the Gemara says, why are you learning out from the miskeres, v'neilef mikelim gufayu, which are taller than a tefach? We learned this all yesterday, that if you don't know to learn out a larger shear, a smaller shear, you have the smaller shear, because that's batuach. V'neilef mitzitz, in fact, the Gemara, if you learn out from the smallest shear, let's learn out from the height of the tzitz. The sign here we learned in the Baraisa, tzitz doime kemin tash shel zohov. The tzitz was like a golden tas, v'rochov, a golden plate, v'rochov beis etzbois, and it was 2 etzbois wide, that was the goiva, umukif me oizen lo oizen, v'chosov olov beis shitin. And there were 2 rows, Yud kei milamailo, v'kodesh lamed milamato. We'll see in Taisus how it was written. It was written kodesh lashem. Taisus says lamaise was speaking, that means on the right side of the tzitz it said kodesh lamed, and then further up on the tzitz, on the line above that, it said the shem. Then reading it, it read kodesh lashem. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi had an opportunity to enter the oitzris of the Melech Reim. Because of all of Kodesh Lashem Beshita Achas, in Reim he saw it that it was written in one line. Al Kaponim, so we're up to Akashe. That means we'll want to learn out the height of the Kapoiris. So let's learn out from the tzitz. The tzitz is less than a tefach. It's 2 etzbois. So the Gemara answers, donim keili mi keili, ben donim keili mi tachshit. you, when you're making a mamatzinu, so we learn out two similar kelim. The misgeres is a keli. The kapoiris is a keli. This is a malbish. So either you learn out better kapoiris from misgeres. Frag the Gemara fine. V'neilef mizer. There was a zer over the misgeres. Dom amar zer mashehu. So memele, good. So this is a keli from a keli. And the Gemara donim keli mi keli, bein donim keli me hersha keli. The zer is a hersha keli. It's not a keli. It's a hersha of a keli. It beautifies the shulchan, but it's not a keli mitzadatzmai. Frag the Gemara, ihochi, if now you're saying such cheshbonis, misgeres nami herche kelihu. The misgeres, the rim around the shulchan, is also a herche kelihu. So memelis, how can you learn out from the misgeres? So the Gemara answers, miskartoi lemato hoiso. The misgeres was not around, we'll see there was a tavlo, there was a flat piece of wood which was lying on the legs of the shulchan. So the misgeres was underneath this flat piece of wood, and it connected the four legs. The misgeres was a chelik of the raglei ha-shulchan, not a rim on the daf ha-shulchan. It would be a rim on the daf, so that would be called a hechshe keli. It's a rim for the daf. But no, misgartoi lemato ha-iso, this was a chelik of the, this is an intricate chelik of the raglei ha-shulchan. So therefore, this is not called a hechshe keli, this is called a keli. So the Gemara says, Anicha lamanda omar miskartoi lamatois. Good. There's a machlokes and menachas about this. So if we hold miskartoi lamatois, so then you are right. Then we'll say it is mamisha keli. So then we can learn out the kapoiris from the misgeres. Elo leman di omar miskartoi lemailois, but if, according to the man di omar that holds that the miskeres was over the tavlo, the miskeres was a rim around the tavlo of the shulchan, then it is a hersha keli. Ma'ika lemeima, hai hersha keli hu. So why do you learn out the kapoiris from the miskeres? If you learn out from hersha keli, learn out from the zer. If you don't learn out from hersha keli, you can't learn out from the miskeres. Let us see Rashi. The nailef mitzitz. That's what we're up to. Let us learn out from the tzitz. Shuhu muet mi miskeres. Tell me tfaste muet tfaste. So fakel, so let's learn out from the tzitz, which was smaller than the miskeres. Kodesh lamed milamata garsinim. Ani re'isiv beroimi, shechnisu la'itza ha-melech. They gave him permission to enter the yitza ha-melech, and amrinim b'me'ila b'ben tlamye. So the Gemara says, let's learn out from the tzitz, which to its boys. So I said, no, that's a tachshit, malbish la'odom. Let's learn out mizer, shel orein, shel mizbeach, shel mizgeres. So the Gemara answers, zer einai keili, elo tikin keili lekashton. The zer is a tikin. Like the Gemara misgeres nami hechsher kishut shulchanu, it beautifies the shulchan, it enhances the shulchan, but it's not a keili mitzadatzmai. So the Gemara answers, miskeres lamata hoiso, mi regel regel hoiso nesuna beroisham, by the top of the raglei hashulchan, before the daf went on, there was a miskeres, the daf hashulchan munach olov. The daf hashulchan lied on this, but it was not attached to the not attached to the daf ha-shulchan. This was a chelik of the raglei ha-shulchan. Ha-niche, plukte b'menochitz, meikele meima. If you hold l'malo ha-isa, so comes out it is a hechshe keili. So why do you learn out from adiyalef minoa, meilef mizer? If you're learning out from the miskeres, learn out from the zer. Let us see Taisvitz. Yud kei milamayla. Frek Taisvitz, afal pi, she yud kei shem gomu, ein ze oige shem ba'isi yoisov, imaskir shtei oisi yois, kiven deine maskiram l'shem shem sholem. Now let us explain what Taisvitz is speaking about. Taisvis in the Kasha held, in the Teretz also held, in the first Teretz, held that the Issa of a Hoige Shem Ba'isi Yosef means to say the Oisi Yosef of Hashem. That means a person is not permitted to say Yud K Vav K if he, instead of saying K, he says with a Hey. Not doing anything, not saying any Nekudis, you just saying the Oisius of Hashem, that is called Hoige Hashem Ba'isi Yosef, which is a Gvaldike Chaymer, Ein Lechelik Leilam Abo. So, Taisvis Herakasha. We have here a Baraise, which is telling us how the Tzitz looked. So the Tane is coming to tell us that it was written Kodesh Lamed Milamato. This is Teirah Shebalpeh. Well, now it's Nichta, but the Tane, but this is the Teirah Shebalpeh was that we should remember that the Tzitz was written as follows, Kodesh Lamed Milamato and Yud Kei Milamailo. But it doesn't say Yud Kei, it says with a Hey in our Gemara. So it means that the Tane wanted that when one learns this, this is the Teirah Shebalpeh of the Baraisa, this is the Loshen of the Baraisa, that one should say that the Tzitz was written Kodesh Lamed Milamato, and a Yud, and afterwards a Hey Milamayla. Now Yud Kei is Hashem. So Memele, so by repeating this Maimer, one is Hoiges Hashem by Siyosov. Why did the Tana do such a thing? He said Yud with a Hey. That is Taisvis Kashas. So Taisus says, Amor de Kechidish. So Taisus says, that is true. The Shem Yud Kei is Hashem. But when the Tani says Yud Kei Milamayla, it doesn't mean to say the Shem Yud Kei was Milamayla. He means to say the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei was Milamayla. That's what he means to say. That's what was written. So Yud Kei is, in other words, he's starting off to say the Shem Havaya. But he has no intentions to be Goymer. He's not saying the whole Shem. So that means the Shem Yudkei, what he is mentioning, he does not mean the Shem Yudkei. He means the Shem Avaya. No, Yudkei is a simin for the Shem Avaya. He says, okay, you'll have what he means. That means, just like one can say ginger ale, and he doesn't have to say ginger kale, because Lemaise, when he's saying the word ale, he means something else. So here, when he's saying Yud Kei, he does not mean the Shem Yud Kei. He means the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, when he's just starting it off. So in the Issa of Hoiga Hashem Boisi Yoiso, is Davke, if I'm a Chavin for this Shem, And I say the Oisius of this Shem, but if I'm a Chavin for something else, and I say Yud Kei Al Tzatzchola for the Shem Avaye, so then there's no Issa of Hoyga Shem by Siyosa. The Mikbroche is Ma'ore, the Gemara says if a person wanted to write the Shem Avaye, and he wrote Yud Kei, he's Azasalim Chayk. So it seems there's a difference between the Issa Mechike and the Issa Hoiga Hashem Ba'isi Yosef. That's what he wants to answer. The Issa Hoiga Hashem Ba'isi Yosef is only when I want to be masker this shame, so then one is not permitted to say this shame. Masha'enkein, if he wants to, if he doesn't have intentions of this shame, so there's no Issa Ha'igah Hashem by Siyaisa. Va'oid, and then Taisvah says, Ha'igah Hashem by Siyaisa Pirish Bekuntris, She'doireish O'isiyah Shoshem Ben Arboim Mishtaim. Chal, there's a different kavone in this Issa of Ha'igah Hashem by Siyaisa, but there's no Issa Bechlal of saying the O'isiyah Hashem. So Taisus is Vafal Pikein is Horim Bechol Hashem. Lamaisa, we are Nizer, even though Rashi says this different Shata, but we are Nizer Bechol Hashem. Kaidish Lamed Milamata. Yesh Meforshim Lamata Mamish Ze Lamaila Mize. That means you had two Shuris on the Tzitz. And the top shur it said Yutke Vovke, and underneath it said Kodesh Lamed. The Lay Mistava, so Tosfos says it's not Mistava that the Tzitz was written that way. The Ein Zeh Kiderech Kriyosai. If you'll be reading the Tzitz, so the Tzitz reads Hashem Kodesh Lamed. That's how it's read. Eliyesh Leforish Zeh Sheloi Keneged Zeh. That means it was on two shuris, but it was ze shaloi keneged ze. Kodesh lamed betchila shita tachtoine. The beginning of the shuris start off with kodesh lamed. B'shem b'soiv shito yoine. And the shem was b'soiv shito yoine. Miskartoi lemato hoiso. So the Gemara asked Akasha, how can you learn out that the goiva, the height of the kapoiris, was a tefach from the Mizgeres. The Mizgeres was a Hechsher Keli. It was only, it enhanced the tavle of the Shulchan, but it wasn't a Keli b'fnei Atzmoi. So the Gemara answered, Mizgartoi lemato hoiso, mashme mikan, de ledidei loi hoiso Mizgeres Hechsher Keli. That is the teretz. The teretz is that it is not a rim of the tavla. There was no misgeres on the tavlo, the top of the shulchan. But then it's weiter a hechshekeli. Ela beregel hoisa munachas. The misgeres was lying on the raglayim, beroisha, by the rosh of the raglayim, v'daf ha-shulchan, and the daf ha-shulchan, munachas oleho. The Daf HaShulchan laid on top of this Mizgeres. The Mizgeres was not a Hechsher to the Daf. The Hechsher, the Mizgeres was a Chelek of the Raglei HaShulchan. V'loi kemoi shemeforish Rabbeinu Tam. This is not like the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam said, the Leman da'oma lemato hoisa mechuberes nami b'shulchan. The Rabbeinu Tam said that the Miskeres Lamato Isa means that the daf, the tavlo, which was the shulchan, had a rim. But the rim was not, usually a rim is over the shulchan. And he says Lamato Isa, there was a rim on the bottom of the shulchan. That means the shulchan was a flat surface. And there was a rim jutting out from the shulchan on the bottom. But it was also a rim of the shulchan. The shail is, was it going up or going down? But it was a rim of the shulchan. That's what the Rabbi Netam said. We'll see why in a minute, why the Rabbi Netam had to say this. So I'll upon him, according to the Rabbi Netam, it's very schwer from our Gemara. So weiter was a rim. Zweiter a hechsher keili. So we didn't accomplish anything. Now Taisvus is going to explain what forced the Rabbeinu Tam to say such a pshat. Mishum de kashele, because he had a kash. Oh, the Omar Rabbi Yochanan Perik Shtei Alechem. Leman di Omar lemato hoiso, tavlo hamisapeches tmeyo. Period. Now, let us just explain for 2 minutes the Gemara in Menaches, then we'll go with the Rabbeinu Tam. Let's start backwards. The Gemara is, if we will learn that the Misgaltoi Lemaila Hoysa. So Misgaltoi Lemaila Hoysa means that the Shulchan was not a flat surface. The Shulchan had a base kibble. It had a rim around it. The Gemara clears a shayla. Tavlo HaMisapeches. Now, Tavlo HaMisapeches means, Tavlo means a flat surface. HaMisapeches, which means you can turn it on both sides. Tavla misapeches, a flat surface you can turn on both sides. Is it mekabel tuma or not mekabel tuma? That is the shayla of the Gemara. We'll go into depth and as we learn the Taisvit. A flat surface which is misapeches, is it mekabel tuma or not? Now, so the Gemara now going to go backwards. So the Gemara says like this. If you learn miskaltoi lemaila hoiso, that the Shulchan, now we have a limud, that the Shulchan was mekabel tuma. It says, a Shulchan ha-toher. I says it could be mekabel tuma, but it was toher. We made sure it should be toher. But the Shulchan was able to be mekabel tuma. The Shulchan had a tavla on it. Now, if you hold miskaltoi lemaila hoiso, so the Shulchan was mekabel tuma. It's not a big deal. Fashteitz was mekabel tuma. It had a base kibble. It had a rim around it. So if you hold misgaltoi lemaila hoiso, so tibois, I don't know if you have a flat tavla, what the din will be. I don't know. I can't prove it from the shulchan. That's the Gemara says, if misgaltoi lemaila hoiso. But if misgaltoi lemato hoiso, if the misgeres was lemato, so then the surface of the shulchan was flat, it was a flat surface, it didn't have a rim. So then you see, tavla misapeches tome. Then you see, tavla misapeches, a flat surface which you can turn over, is tome. That is the Loshon HaGemara. Now, exactly what the mile of misapeches is, let's not get into this now, but the Gemara is saying in other words as follows. The Gemara is saying, if you hold the miskaltoi lematoi, so the shulchan had a flat surface, so you see a flat surface is also mekabel tuma. That's a tavla misapeches. If the miskaltoi lemaila hoiso, so then the shulchan was not a flat surface, it had a base kibble. So then tavla misapeches mi boy, then I don't know what the din will be. So we learn the pashtus ha-gemore, that the gemore is saying, if lemata hoiso, a flat surface, is mekabel tuma, if lemaila hoiso, I don't know. That's the Ibra of the Gemara. Now, the Rabbi Natan did not want to be sable such a Gemara. Why? Now, let us see Taisus innovating. The Kashalei, Ho da Omar Rabbi Yechen and Perik Shtei Alechem, Leman doma lemato hoiso tavla misapeches tmeya. Be Perik eile mumim. So the Gemara says that it's possible that a flat surface is tame. Lo mashkachas tume di eiraiso lein le toich bekli shetef elach bahanach dechozulu madreses. The Gemara says by a kli eitz, you can only find this mekabel tume min atoire if it's chozulu madreses, people sit on it. Or they walk on it, but like this, or they lie on it, but like this, it's not mekabel tuma. So there the Gemara named on for a dover poshet, that a pshute kli eitz is not mekabel tuma. Or be perik ha-moicher es-abayis gabidav shel nachtumim askinon, we're speaking about a dav shel nachtumim, also pshute kli eitz, Shani Pshutikli Eitz, the Rabbonon. The Pshutikli Eitz is the Rabbonon. So, Memela, now let me just tell you for 1 minute what the Gemara is speaking about. The Gemara over there is speaking about Tolshoi Ulebesoif, Tolush Ubesoif Chibroi. Now, the Gemara is speaking about such a concept. If you'll have something that has a Teiras Keli now, and you'll attach it to a davar hamechuber, will it lose the Teiras Keli, since now it became a chuber? Or do you say, since it became a Keli already, so attaching it to be mechaber it won't be mafkia the same Keli mine? That's a shayla in the Gemara. So the Gemara, B'teich HaSugya wants to say, could be Tolshoi L'B'Seif Chibroi, will not make a Keli D'Yoraisa Ois Keli. It won't do such a thing. It was a Keli or remain a Keli. I buy a Davsha, but here we see in a certain case, it does make it Ois Keli. So there we're speaking about a Davsha Nach Tumim. That's only Mikabel Tumim Yidarabonot. No, by a Tumim Yidarabonot. There we say Tolosh L'B'Seif Chibroi makes it Ois Keli. Tumim Yidarabonot can be Zayim Breit. But by the rice of the Indian, we won't make it ois keili al yedei chibur. Al koponim, the Rabbeinu Tam had two gemoras. A pshuta kliyeitz, one gemoras only mekabel tumah mi derabbanan. Another gemora, the gemora says that pshuta kliyeitz is not mekabel tumah mi deraisa, only if it's chozil medraisa. That's these two gemoras. And here you have a gemora menachis that says if you hold misgarta lamato, he said pshuti kliyeitz is mekabel tumah. Beloy mistave le meimer da osse kemand yoma misgarta le mailo hoyso. So Taisa says, no, maybe we'll say these gemoras are going according to the man yoma that holds the misgeres was le mailo. So then you don't have any raya from the shulchan that a pshuta kliyeitz is mekabel tumah, because the shulchan was not a pshuta kliyeitz. So the Rebbeinu Tam didn't like that. The lahu nami oma b'menoches tabla misapeches tiboy. The Gemara says, according to that man, the oma, it's a sofik. But it's a sofik d'arais, it's a sofik d'arais if it's mekabel tumah. And here we have often the Gemara's pshuti kliyeitz are not mekabel tumah. Umitoich kach, so the Rebbeinu Tam had a problem. O yodoichik Rebbeinu Tam, the laman da oma misgalta lamata hoiso, It was a rim to the tablet, but it was an upside down rim. It was attached to the tablet. V'hainu misapeches. Now understand the lashon of Gemara. Tavla misapeches. That means it is used in an oifen that you don't use the base kibble, but it has a base kibble to it. Shimoisa misapeches. It would have been turned over. Hoyelo base kibble milamayla. So the Rabbeinu Tam had a new mahalach in this Gemara Menachis. That is for sure. If you have pshuta kliyeitz, it's not mekabel tumah minata. Nothing what to talk about. The Gemara Menachis is speaking about a keli which has a mehupachdike base kibble. So, is it mekabel tumah? So if you hold the mezgalta milamato, he says, yes. So you see, Claude, the pasuk says, Shulchan HaTorah, that is mekabel tumah. If you hold lamailo, he says, I don't have a pasuk that's speaking about it. Tiboy. But pshutikliyaz without any base kibble whatsoever, everybody holds it is not mekabel tumah. So Taisvi says, vize lo yitochen. Rabbeinu Tam's pshat is lo yitochen ki de muchachoch. Agamore says klo, yod misgarto ilamato, it's not a hechsher keli. That's the whole tachlis. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it is a rim of the keli. But it's a rim milamato. Fine. So, that's one thing to shlug up to Rabbeinu Tam. But we have another problem. What do you do with the Rabbeinu Tam's problems? I mean, we have problems over here. V'tzorich lo'ima, da'hodam rinen gabidav shel nachtumim derabonon. Why is it derabon? If you're misgarta lamata, he said to the raisa. Haino, to take a say that. Haino, keman da'oma misgarta lamaylo hoiso. De midarabonon tmeye. Midarabonon it's tome. Umidiyei raiso, tiboy, that is true. Mina toiretz asofik. Rabbi Eleza de Meikol, mishum de shemo, midiyei raiso toiro. Rabbi Eleza was Meikol, because maybe mina toire it's toiro. Now this is very difficult to understand. He's Meikol, maybe mina toire it's toiro. But there's another maybe it's tome. So it could be, Taisus means Rabbi Eleza was mesupik if chibur helps. If chibur can make ois keli, so Rabbi Lezer, so by a daf shel nachtumim, Rabbi Lezer gangen breit. Number one, maybe Chibur can make a scaly. Now, if the Chibur can't make a scaly, maybe it's Toyer Minatayr. See, he had a Svek Sveke, there was a Sophic, maybe it's Toyer Minatayr. See, he had a Svek Sveke to be Metayer Minatayr. Oy Mishum Chibur, oy Mishum, maybe it's like a Toyer Minatayr because Tavla Misapechas is Toyer. Mit der Rabbonon et Stomei, no, mit der Rabbonon, sicher, Chibur will help to make it ois, ois keili. Inami yehu shinuyi de perik amoiches abayis de loike Rabbi Yochanan. This whole thing is a member of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Tavla misapeches, if you're lamato, you saw Tavla versus Tome. The sug is not like Rabbi Yochanan. Maskona like Koi, the Lamai said the Maskona is not like the this Gemara in Amoichas Abayis. The Gemara falls off from this Mahler. So Mamela, so the Vial, the Gemara was not like Rabbi Yochanan. Chempirishom Rashbam, that's what the Rishash is. The Maskona like Kaime, the whole thing was only a Mahalach in the Gemara. If that's a problem, it's like not like Rabbi Yochanan and Menachas, but the Gemara falls off from it. So we don't have to be doyik so much about this Gemara. Ba'oid yesh loima. Now Tosis wants to say another teretz. Ba'oid yesh loima. Tahodemi boilon betavla hamisapechetz. That's what the Gemara declares a shayla by tavla hamisapechetz. Now, would we have the Rabbeinu Tam had a problem? A tavla misapeches, if you don't learn the way he learned, a tavla misapeches is pshutei kli eitz, which you can use both sides, but it's pshutei kli eitz. And he has gemoris that say pshutei kli eitz are toher. So, hainu mishum, a tavla misapeches is different than all pshutei kli eitz. Why? The mishameshes es ha'odom mishamshei odom. A shulchan or a tavla misapeches has two purposes. A person, when he's eating from a table, he can lean on the table. So the tabla is being mishamish him. On the table, you also put dishes and glasses and food on the table, so it's mishamish, mishamshei odam. So it could be, and let's jump the gum to understand what's the maila of mishamish odam and mishamish, mishamshei odam. Taisus will bring soon a teres kayanim that says there's a hekish from kli eitz to sak. Now, a sack has these two qualities. A sack could be mishamish odom. A person can envelop himself in a sack. It could be used as a beged. It could be mishamshei odom. And in a sack, he holds things also. So a sack has these factors. It is mishamish odom, mishamish, mishamshei odom. So we'll see in Teiras Koyanim, there's a svara to say that if you'll have a kli eitz, which will have these two factors. It will be Mishamish Odom and Mishamish Mishamish Odom. It's Mekabal to Medum Yudisak. So Memele, so Taisvus wants to say, so could be the Shulchan that would seem in Menachas is Mekabal Tume, Minatere, Yod Lamato Yisa. Hainu Mishum, because it's Mishamish as Odom and Mishamish Mishamish Odom. Kedisanya, and where do we see this such a mile? Kedisanya b'teres koyinim parshas v'ibayoy mashmini. It says in teres koyinim as follows. Kli eitz. Yochel af, the kli eitz is mekabotum. Yochel af hasulom. Hasulom is a ladder which is mishamshei odom. A person uses it. He doesn't put his food on it or something. That's mishamshei odom. Now these three kelim are mishamshei odom. It's not mishamshei odom, it's mishamish mishamshei odom. Menorah people, like the kids, speaking about mistama pshutei kli eitz, These are kelim which are mishamish mishamshei adam. The person himself is not, doesn't derive a direct benefit from it. So I would think these are also mekabel tume. A sulam which is mishamshei ha'adam, or a kelev menoira which is mishamish mishamshei adam. Tamad loima amiyut mikol kliyets, from mikol kliyets b'loy kol kliyets. Yochel, so the mem is a miyut. Yochel shani marbe, yochel shani moitzi es ha shulchan, ves ha tavlo ves ha dulviki. A tavla is a flat surface, and a shulchan and dulviki is a types of tables. Talmud loime, kolkli. The kol is a ribui, the mem is a miyut. So it says, kolkliates. Kolkliates, we are marbe, afilu, shulchan, that this is mekabotum. Afani marbe, so the Tereskainim asks, tamadoy mekolkli, riba. So the Tereskainim asks, maro isa lerabes es elu lahoitzi es elu. Now, how do you know the mem you use for a sulam and the kol you use for a shulchan? How do you know? So, acher sheriba kosu umiyut, so since I have a ribu and a miyut, tamaloy mersak. So now we are medame dumye de sak. Ma sak meyuchet she mishamish odom ves mishamshe odom. A sak is mishamish odom and mishamshe odom. Afani marbe, es ha shulchon ves ha tabla ves ha dulviki she mishamish odom ves mishamshe odom. Umaitzi ani es asulam, shemishamish odom, baini mishamish, mishamshe odom. Bekoilav anachusav amenoire, shemishamish es mishamshe odom, baini mishamish odom. But Al-Kolchen Ateisvi says, now let us study this Tevis Koinim Eloch, ksha'ein ruyim lemedris mairi. It's not roy lemedris. Mido loy nokat, if it's roy lemedris, so say better mishol, mito ki se visapsu. Voy dava mozi lirubiyino mi mishkov. Ksha'ein lam beis kibu, na mi mairi. Speaking about the same beis kibu. Mido loy koma ma sak metaltal boli vereikam, fakert na makere beis kibu loy na fam sak. So Bekitzer, so Taisvis uncovered a Teres Kayanim, that in Teres Kayanim says that a Pshute Kli Eitz, which is Mishamish Odom, or Mishamshe Odom, is Lamaisa Mekabotum. Yiva Teres Kayanim. So now we understand why the Shulchan, now this is a Teretz, we'll soon see, this is a Teretz on Rabbein Tam's Kasha, Tais will answer it soon. That we find that the Pshute Kli Eitz are not Mekabel Tum. That's also true. Pshute Kli Eitz, what is that Mishamish Odom, Mishamish, Mishamish Odom, it's like not Mekabel Tum. But we have a Teres Kainim that there's certain Pshute Kli Eitz which are Mekabel Tum. So, Sholem Al Yisrael. But now Teres is a different problem. If we have this Teres Kainim, so what's the whole Gemara Menachis? The Gemara Menachas Klara da Shaila is a tabla bisapeches tome is a not tome, it's a Shaila. The old Mizgalti Lamato Oiso, it is tome, Lamai Loisa, Tiboy, it's a Sofik. What's the Sofik? The whole thing. I'm a Teres Kainim, a Tim Tsanachas, it's a Teres Kainim that speaks about this. If that is the key in the Shaila, so look in Teres Kainim. Sukhtaisvis umiboilon beminoches, they knew of the Teres Kainim. Umiboilon beminoches idroshe gemure. Is this Teres Kainim adroshe gemure? A yesmachte beyalma. Maybe it's an asmachte. That's the shaila. There is zicher a factor of mishamish odom, mishamish, mishamshe odom. That's Satan Teres Kainim. But the shaila is this a deraisa de kisvore, or is a derabona de kisvore? Asmachte beyalma. Now, Taisvah says, Taisvah says it's an asmachta, but how may ever Teres Kainim, but Adrosha, do me the sack. What right do you have to say this? So Taisvah says, Mishim dal kochecho, afilu laman diyoma miskarte lamata, afilu yod maskarte lamata, afal pi, shekol hadrosha is tzrichek. So Taisvah says, if you hold miskarte lamata, So I don't have a kasha why you need two psukim. You need a posik that the shulchan was mekabel tume, and we have here a posik that mishamshi odom is mekabel tume. Aval pisha kol hadrosha is tzriches. We need all the droshes. Ahid teiris koinim l'ribuye mishamshi odom and mishamshi odom. That's why you need the teiris koinim. The Shulchan HaToyer, which tells us that the tavla was mekabel tume, it's the richle lamed shemagbiin oisay la'oile rigolim, because Bemison is another problem. The Shulchan was a keili ha'osi l'nachas. A keili ha'osi l'nachas is not in mekabel tume. Forget about your base kibble, nish base kibble. A keili ha'osi l'nachas is not mekabel tume. Letztens I saw a moiridike ritve in Mesechta Shabbos, I want to say a lomdes, that it's osi lenachas kilo, it's mechuba. If it stays there, so it's like it's mechuba lakarke, so that's why it's not mekabel tume. So Chazal learned out from this posik, Shulchan HaToyer, meklal the kabel tume, that they had to make sure to lift up the Shulchan al kaponim during the year, it shouldn't be osi lenachas. So the emesin, we have two limudim, which each limud we need. We need the limud of the Teres Kainim to be megalad apshutei kliyets, which are mishamshi odom, mishamish, mishamshi odom, mekabel tume. We need Shulchan HaToyer to tell us that, magbiyin as a shulchan, it should be a keli yosi lenachas. Avo mikol mokim, le'inyen tavlo lav droshe gemure. That means that Teres Kainim said that that three things are mekabel tume, from the Hekesh to Sak. Shulchan, Dulviki, and Tavla. Now Tavla, you don't have to say, from here I learn out, that Tavla is mekabel tume. Linyan Tavla, lav droshe gemure, the Tavla is peches nafkelo mi Shulchan HaToyer. So memele, so we see the one word Tavla, that the Teres Kainim mentioned is Zicha Lav Davke. Not mean I learn out Tavla from this. Because I don't learn out Tavla from this. So one word is Zicha Nasmachta. So the Mam Nachas Klara Shaila, maybe all of them are on Nasmachta. Yeah. Now, let me just tell over to Ha'oris. One Ha'ore, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman and Kevit Shurim and Mesechtes Boba Basra asks, he asks, Amir de Kaora Teisvis, it was Medame, the Teiris Koyanim, to the Gemara Menoches. Teisvis just said, a Tavla Misapeches, you know why it's Mekabel Tume? Because there's a certain Yesod of Meshamesh Odom, Meshamesh, Meshamesh Odom, and that's the Shailen Mesechtes Menoches, Apshutik Leyeitz, which has these two factors. It's Kan Shoyel Aben. We had mentioned before, why is a Shulchan called Mishamshe Odom? So Bemison derived it in Teos Kaidim says, because a person leans on a table. Did anyone ever lean on the Shulchan HaToyer? That was Mishamshe Odom. Shoyem Mishamayim. Chas V'Sholem. Now, to lean on the Shulchan and the Beis HaMikdash, and you're allowed to lean on it. Abu Chanan says, maybe it's Mishamish Mishamshe Odom. Between you and me could be that's not even called Mishamish Mishamshe Odom. It was a Shulchan Gavoya. It was the Lechem Aponim was put on the Shulchan Lotzerich Gavoya. But the Shulchan was Zichra, not a Shulchan that was Mishamish. That means if you need certain factors in order to be mekabel tumer, it has to have the characteristics of a sack, which is mishamish le'odom, mishamish mishamshe odom. So l'chayre, the shulchan was the last keli that had these factors, because it wasn't mishamish odom for sure. And good, I feel it's mishamish mishamshe odom, but that's not mekabel tumer. That's a meiridike ha'ore. Rabbi Chanan asks, unless you'll say that Be'emesin, that's called Arye Drevi'alei. A Shulchan, that's the Tashmishim of a Shulchan. Shulchan has these Tashmishim. This Shulchan doesn't have this Tashmishim. Not allowed to, there's an Isser, but that, the Isser does not take away from the Tzur of the Shulchan. It's a Fota Shulchan. A Shulchan you're not allowed to use, but the Isser does not make it a shulchan, and a shulchan has these characteristics of mishamshei adam and mishamish mishamshei adam. Mein lechayre, one would have to know if there would be a sack, and you'd make and you'd be magdish the sack, or make a koinam on the sack, that no one can use the toichai shel a sack. So it's called, it doesn't have a base kibble. Man, could be, it has a base kibble. It's not usable halachically because a person put an iser on it. Could be the iser is a dovot study, it's not megareya from the etzim shulchan. Aber al kaponim, Rabbi Chanan holds it is a kasher. That's one thing. Then Taisvis asks, it's another thing. The Teres Kayanim says, that a tavla is mekabel tumen. So they says, oh, that's an asmachta. A tavla is mekabel tumen. The pasuk says it's mekabel tumen. The pasuk says, shulchan atoy, the pasuk says it's mekabel tumen. Now, lechayre, it's, I mean, the Torah's kainim, like this, when we learn the pasuk of shulchan atoy, Michlal Shu Tome, we're looking at it as a poradumach, man. It's a pshute kliyet for Rabbi Tam, looked at this posik in the Gemara, was shreklach shver. Why is it mekabel tum? It's pshute kliyet. I mean, the posik, the Terskainim is telling us a tabla is mekabel tume, since it is dumye de sak. I mean, if we have this posik alone, who says that's the hagdore? I mean, the place is, still seems to hold that it's still called Miyuta because, I mean, you know it's Tommy, forget what the reason is. Abul Kaponim Lechere, I mean, one could very well understand that the Limud here's a Limud why it's Mekabel Tumah. That's the Limud. The Teskanis give us a Limud why it's Mekabel Tumah. I don't have three Psukim. If I have three Psukim, one for a Shulchan, one for a Dulviki, one for a tablet. So then I would have said, why do you need a posik to tell me that a tabla is tomei? I have a posik of Shulchan HaToyah. You have a hekish to sack. So Memele in the Vakel, this hekish is telling me that these kalim have the factors which a sack is, and that therefore a sack is mekabel tumah. So who are then these kalim are mekabel tumah? Al koponim, that is what Taisus wants to say. The hashte. Daf shel nachtumim, the pshita lon shimi the rabbonon. So now let's go to the Rabbeinu Tam's kasha. When the Tam had asked that, here the Gemara says pshuta kliyets is toil, is tomei, and in daf shel nachtumim the Gemara says it's only mekabel tumim the rabbonon. The pshita lon shimi the rabbonon, eine mishameshes odom and mishamshi odom. Now if there are two factors in order to Bigoyrim havoas tume, so davshon tume doesn't have these two factors. Period. So Emerson now Taisvis is finished with the problem of tavla misapeches and the gemores that hold that pshutikli eitz are toil. Now Taisvis is going to delve on another problem. That the Gemara in Baba Basra seems to say that Tavla shel nachtumim is mekabel tumim midrabbonon, and Taisus will bring a multitude of rayas that there are other Gemaras that seem to say that pshutei kliyets are toyer afilu midrabbonon. Now Taisus is going to explain this problem. Oh, the mashma bechol duchta de pshutei kliyets afilu tumim midrabbonon lesbu. That it's toil legamri, kedemash me bereish chulim, the comma, the Gemara says as follows. Tomei bimugdoshim atoni, Tomei went and shechted kodesh. So, how do you shecht kodesh and you're not metama the kodesh? So the Gemara says, Shaboda kremi shel kone, this is pshute kliyets, vishochat bo, and he shechted with it in Takert. So since it's pshutei kliyets, it's not mekabel tumah. So the korban also will be mekabel tumah. Val kolchin sheso keli mairi. You have to say it's not samazoi a piece of wood without any semblance of a keli. That's it's not mekabel tumah. The oila tuna keli. Oila needs a keli. So you have to say it's a keli, but it's a pshutei kliyets. So Memele, so you see that Pshute Kalim are not Mekabel Tuma period. I feel like the Rabbonah says Atomei the Kitshech Mekdoshim. Perik Bekol Ma'alvim the Shokalei B'Pshute Kliyeitz the Perik Kol HaKalim Gabi Konish Shal Zeisim the Perik B'Gmore P'Shute Kliyeitzu Perik Kamba the Shabbos Kliyeitzu Schuchis P'Shuteihem Tohoirin Afilu mi da rabbonon, dum yu de glis chuchis. Lekama bepirkin da masiche cho bechitzim schorim ksheirom. There are two types of chitzim. There are two types of arrows. There's one type of an arrow, that there's the wood of the arrow, then there's the head of the arrow. So sometimes the head of the arrow has a nekev, and the wood fits into the nekev. And another time, the wood has a nekev, and the arrow fits into the nekev. So the chitzim schorim is speaking about that the wood of the handle of the arrow does not have a nekev. So memele, and the head fits on it. So chitzim schorim, since it doesn't have a nekev, it doesn't have a base kibble, ksheira. If it would be mekabel tume, ave psulim lesichuch, afilu matloni yishen bem sholish shal sholish, but need say pishtum, poslin and avagabli mekabli tume. So memele, so how are you marshal, chitzim schorim, al kochet namet mekabel tume legamri. So we have this problem. Why is davshel nachtumim Mekabel Tuma midarabonon, and all these cases are not even Mekabel Tuma filo midarabonon. So Taisa answers Kolhani loy domi ledaf shel nachtumim. Machmash hadafin rechovim, because this daf is wide, the roy lahaniach aleihem dovo. And if you have a wide surface, one can put things on it. So it has, theoretically, the mila of a base kibble. The mila of a base kibble is that you can put things in it and it won't fall out because it has a rim around it. So memele, so Tosfos are to say, midarabonon, adav shel nachtumim is mekabel tume because since it has the mila of a base kibble, midarabonon is mekabel tume. And Aces, but if you have a small pshute kliyeitz, which doesn't have a roichev, it's not roi lekabel, period, so that isn't mekabel to matalumid rabbonon, so that is Taisvist. Shadafin, rechovin, broil nicholim, dovo, gozolim, the domula beis kibbo, the perish bekuntrus bemenoches, the maitaimo, tmeyo tabla misapeches midaraisel, mandioma masgarte lamato hoisel. So Taisvah says in Emerson, this svarah, which Taisvah mentions now, that should be a reason, should be mekabel tumah midarabonon, Rashi and Menoches learned this sugya, that was the suffix of tavla misapeches. Rashi also wanted for emphat Rabbeinu Tam's kasha. Rashi held that a tavla misapeches minateres mekabel tumah, because it's better than other pshute kliyeitz, because it is rochov and it's roi lekabel. V'yavi motzi lemeimer daf shel nachtumim havi ketavla meshameshes odom meshamshei odom. We could somehow say that this is meshamshei odom meshamshei odom kol shkein deniche tvei, and we will say that the teos kainim is an asmachte. The loydomi lecholhani dafilomi darabonon toirim. That is how Taisus wants to be Miyashiv, the Gemara Menoches, and the Gemara Bava Basra with the other Gemaras. Let us learn a little further. Elo, now, so we're back to the Shaila. How do we know that the Kapoiris, the height of the Kapoiris was a Tefach? So the Gemara says, Eladonim dovo shenosne by teires mide, teira mide, midovo shenosne by teira mide. that the kapoire is the Torah said dimensions, a kaponim the length and width. The misgeres, the Torah also gave dimensions. Now you ask the kasha tzitz and zeh, by yechicho tzitz and zeh, shloi nosna bem Torah mi deklar. The Torah does not mention any dimensions whatsoever. So for clearing a shailet, what to learn out the kapoiris from, we learn out the kapoiris, the smallest keli we can learn out the kapoiris from is from the misgeres. Let us see Tosfos. Baal yechiyach tzitz v'zeir, shloi nosna bem teire mide. The teire did not give any specific dimensions for the tzitz and the zeir. V'ho da oma la'el, the tzitz rochov shteyetz bois, ein ze elo mi da rabono, it's only a da rabono de kishir, mishum d'chsiv al mitzchoi, it says that the tzitz should be on the forehead of the kohen gadol, Shior mitzchoi, ustam meitzach, roichev shtei etzbois. The stam meitzach was roichev shtei etzbois, that's a, so memele, so, the midarabonon, I think from the oitzim of Oshia Talmud it would seem that, there's no standard shear. Stam meitzach is roichev shtei etzbois, so memele, so that's why they said shteitz boys, but really there's no standard shear. It should be shear mitzchay, a little larger, smaller. So the Eitzim of Oshia Talmud brings down something very interesting, that once a person made tnoim with a kala, and lady wanted to be mevatel the shidduch. And his reason for mevatel the shidduch, because he realized she's a gewaldike balas mum, because she had a very small forehead. So the Marsham said, if her forehead is at least two etzbois, which is very little, so she's not abnormal. Tosfos says, he brought a raya from this Tosfos, that Tosfos says tam, Tosfos says that, because tam meitzach reichem shtei etzbois, so that's a normal person. You're eingewohnt mit anderen Sachen, but that's a normal person, not considered a mum. Umiyu rivo meforish, but this is very good without the rivo. The rivo is held, hatzitza yemunach barosh. The rivo holds that the tzitz bechlau was not on the forehead of the kohen gadol, it lied on his head. Mishum, now how did the Rivo get to this conclusion? Mishum de kashalei, because here the kash as follows. Maishna gabi koyin godol de koro mitznefes. The hat of the koyin godol is called mitznefes. Tersivu samta mitznefes aloyshe, tersivu mitznefes bad yitznoi. Vomfei kamer de gitten, bis manche mitznefes beroish koyin godol, teatora beroish kolodom. Ube koyin hedyet koro migbois. In the head of the kohen hedyet is called migbois kedersiv, or migbois tasalah. Now, why do they have different names? Elovadai mishunis oyezu mizu. They were a different style. They looked different. Now, why were they different? Why a different style? The shel kohen hedyet gedoylo mishel kohen godol. A kohen hedyet's hat was greater, larger than the kohen gadol's. Why? Shatzitz o yadaycha oisa. So from this, the rivo came to the conclusion that tzitz was not on the forehead; the tzitz was on the head of the kohen gadol. So first, the beginning, when his head started, first he had the tzitz on top. V'chein atzvilin. After the tzitz came the tefillin. Kedamrin pekshani dezvachim. Sari hayenire ben tzitz lemitznefes. There was a place where his hair could be visible between the tzitz and the mitznefes, shoshamei niach tvilim. So memela, and then the mitznefes started. So memela, the mitznefes had to be small enough that it should only partially cover his head, because part of his head already was covered with the tzitz and the tvilim. Bekoyin had yet, aval gav davale nami tvilim, you also bought tvilim, but his tefillin could be pushed down a little further down. This place on the head that you can put two tefillin. We see from Taisa two tefillin means one in back of the other, not one next to the other. So therefore, he had a larger chalak of his head, which would be uncovered. So therefore, he needed a bigger hat. So therefore, he had mikbois, kain hedyet, he had a mikbas, and a kain godel, which had a smaller chalak to be covered, he had a mitznefes. So that's what the Riva said. Frag der Rivo, v'af al gav de gabi tzitz ksiv meitzach, zed al mitzchay tomid, ich mein, good, this is a deal, mit boys, mit nefes, mit a shtik teire, aber im mikro yoyti midei pshute, de postos al mitzchay. So he says, ha metargeminon beinei noyi, metzach, it doesn't mean literally the fire, it means beinei noyi. Was between his eyes. When we read in Perka Oimer, Gabi Yani HaMelech, Hokim Lehem Betzitz Shebein Einecho. Also it says, Bein Einecho. The Gemara says the Tzitz was Bein Eino. Now, what does that mean? Bahai Bein Einecho, Mashme Keboi Bein Einecho, Tchsid Gabi Tvillin. Now, it seems this is like Bein Einecho by Tvillin. Sha'akul Begoiva Shel Roish. The Bein Einecho of Tvillin is not on the forehead between the eyes. The Bein Einecho of Tvillin is on the head. So Metzach does not mean Metzach. Metzach means Bein Einoi. And Bein Einoi is similar to the Bein Einecho of Tvillin. Now, Ledavon, you don't understand Taisvis. Granted, everything will say that the Targum is Bein Einoi, and it's like the Bein Einecho of Tfilin. Now, the Bein Einecho of Tfilin means, it means it's in the middle of the head. That's Bein Einecho. Here we had the Tzitz, I mean, we had the Bereis, it says it was, number one, it was Me'oizen Lo'oizen. It went from one ear to the other ear. So, two tainas. One taina on the Rivo. Bishlam was on the forehead, so it went to the ear. Was on the head, that says, I don't know clue how it comes to the ear. It's a little higher. Okay, but the ikatayna is, if it was makiv me oizen le oizen, so what's bein einov? I mean, it's all over. It's what, I mean, how bein einecho of tefillin means something. It means it's the air, it's in the middle. It's in the middle. But here, if it's all over, so what's the mile of Bein Einecho? The Torah is telling us a place where we put the tefillin, and the place is wrong. Yeah, Mishum the tefillin. Yeah, then Taisa says, "Mi u'ena mishashiv kolkach." Mishum the tefillin yalef b'seif hakoymitz rabe b'gzeir shove. Some say that's not the tie shebein einecho. We learn out exeira shove by tefillin shebein einecho begoiva haroish miloisesim bukolcho baroisham. They also says bein einecho, but mokim seya. But here we don't have a limud luchetes means to say. So tefillin bein einoi, it's not muchach there to be baroish. Yeah. Umikol mokim afilu hoyo hatzitz. A guy that once heard from Rav David Klein, Zecheinu Lebroche, he once said, "Bederech Chido, the Bederech Halotze," he said, "Pshat na posik emishlei." Posik says, "Chocham einav baroyshe exil b'choyshe chaylech." So he wanted us, so he said over that Chocham, it says bein einecho. So Chocham einav baroyshe, he knows the gzeire shoves, einav baroyshe. But Aksil doesn't know the Gzeire Shove, so he puts it like a mamish bein einov. So Aksil b'choy shechayle. So the tefillin are between his eyes, so v'meila b'choy shechayle. But al koponim, let's go back to Taisvus. Mikol makim, afilu hoya, Taisvus says that be'emison, the whole shtik teira of the Rivo, which he was mechadish, this whole shtik teira because of the two types of hat, the kain godel head and the kain hedyet head, Mikol Mokim, so they said, Fulai Yitzit Ala Meitzach Mamish. You don't have to say the whole shtick Torah. Mikol Mokim Yitzach Likshir Hatzitz Vahatvilin Me'achayre Roishoi. The tzitz and the tzvillin had to be tied in the back of his head. For you should name doichim shamas amitz nefes. I mean, that's the cheshbin of the rivo without his shtik teire is also a good cheshbin. I feel since the part of the head, the part of the head that took up the space where the tzitz was niksha in a kohen head, you didn't have this. For you should name doichim shamas amitz nefes. The big day koyin godol b'yom kippurim ksheirim l'koyin hedyet. Afagav the big day lovin ksiv mitznefes. Now, fact of Tosfos, if we will assume that the two different types of head coverings, so how could a koyin hedyet wear mitznefes? So Tosfos says b'shar b'godim ayri chutz mina mitznefes. Umiyu, then Taisa says, the whole diuk belosh nagmora ashkech and dekori mitznefes lahi dekoyin hedyet. We find that the covering that a koyin hedyet wore was also called a mitznefes. Tamrine bepeirek borishoine nyume gabi payish shenoytel mitznaftoi shel echad mehem, that the mamunah took the mitznefes of one of the kehanim. We speak about kehanim at yoytis. Voit kosher. Then Tosfos asks, the loy hoyo tzitz b'yoyim HaKippurim. Now, if the whole reason why the Kohen Gadol wore a mitznefes and not a mikbas was because of the tzitz, so the big day lovon of the Kohen Gadol in Yom HaKippurim should wear a mikbas. The big day, the loy hoyo tzitz b'yoyim HaKippurim, the big day lovon. V'lo mekori lay mitznefes. Mitznefes bat. It was a mitznefes bat. V'shemo, maybe that is not such a kash. Afal pikein, hoisoktano ke mitznefes shol kol hashone. It could be that, since this was already the head covering of the Kohen Gadol the whole year, so the Torah did not want to be mishane, this covering, Yom Kippurim, so Yom Kippurim we also wore mitznefes and not a mikbas.